So my approach to coaching is based on the experience I had with my coach, Bill Monty. And we've worked together for, you know, 20 years. And really the things that, the two major points that we discovered was that there has to be a high level of trust. So as a sailor, you need to trust, you know, that the coach is capable and has the right vision. And as a coach, you have to trust that the sailor will work hard, be dedicated. And so for Bill and I, that formula worked really well. And so when I'm coaching, I really call on that a lot. And part of that whole program was that I allowed Bill to set up my plan for the year. And so we'd get together once a year. That's really the amount that we would actually get together in terms of a coach-athlete connection. Of course, I call him from time to time. But, you know, we'd set up a plan a year in advance, and we'd figure out all the regattas I was going to go to. And then at each regatta, I'd have a certain set of objectives that, that we would come up with, that he would set. And those objectives would not necessarily be in terms of scores, how you did in the regatta, but it would actually be how you performed in the regatta. And we'd break it down. So it was, you know, are you starting well? Do you have good speed? How are your tactics? How are your maneuvers? Fleet management. You know, so we probably had, I don't know, maybe 10 or more different criteria that we'd look at, realizing that if we executed at a high level on all of those criteria, then you'd be unbeatable. And what it did is it actually did two things. One is it relieved any type of pressure as a sailor to worry about what I needed to do. He took over that responsibility, and all I had to do is just execute what his plan was. And I have to admit, sometimes I'd look at the plan at the beginning of the year and I'd say, no way I can do that. But more times than not, in fact, every time, I think I exceeded what the objectives were, what the goals were for the year. So the next year it would be even harder. And so the other point of that is that what I try and do as a coach is to build confidence, is to give the sailor confidence that they can be successful. And having done it, and still being involved in the sport, and being able to tell the sailor, you can do it, and here's how you can do it, and come up with a plan together, I think it's really a powerful way to approach coaching.